technique and the fundamentals that I'm going to have to use now at the different spot. I was able to work on that exclusively, which is good. So I got a lot of time to work on all the small details that I'll need to be really solid at now that it's training camp.
You guys had a lot of new starters last year, had to gel quickly. Is that also a challenge again this year?
Yeah, because another group of guys. Is that, you know, so defensively, good thing is that are veteran guys who will be able to step right in and have an impact and know how to communicate, know how to practice well. So it's because it is such a good group of guys, we're hoping that that transition is fast. Obviously, there's going to be some challenges in the beginning, but because of the type of guys that we brought in and their skill level and their level of leadership, they're going to be able to step right in and have an impact.
You've expressed a lot of confidence before at this time of the year that this year is going to be the year that's going to be different.
Yeah,
we're finally going to win. Well, so tell me, what do you feel could be different this year?
Well, I think the leadership that we have at the top, obviously with Coach Coughlin and Coach Marone, there's a different feel in a lot of ways, in a lot of things, in a very positive way. That alone should have an enormous impact on the way that we play. We're going to be very disciplined. We're going to be very physical. And that will be honed in us during training camp. I think training camp will be a great challenge for us this year to grow and mature and transform this team into what we want it to become.
Have you reached out to Dante?
And how does the locker room handle a situation like that?
Yeah, obviously, tough situation for him off the field. But, well, you know, when Dante's here, he's done everything that we've asked him to do. He's a great teammate. He works hard. He listens. Now we need to be able to support him in the situation that he has, and hopefully everything will clarify itself. But when he's here, I mean, he's great, you know, and we're supportive of him as a team and as a group. And I mean, obviously, we just want to make sure that we can help him in every way that we can.
Well, it can't be a coincidence that Doug had his locker put next to yours. So how do you help him? What do you say to him? What did you say to him when you saw him the other day? Or
I mean, the biggest thing is just make sure that we had that we're here for him. You know what I mean? That we're going to be supportive of him and know that regardless of what happens, know that you have a group of guys here that are trusting in you and that you can rely on. You know, obviously, when things like that come up, it's not good for him. It's not good for any of us. But we want to make sure that we can help as much as we can, help him remedy the situation as much as we can. And bring him into the fold because we obviously want him to be an enormous part of this team.
Buzz, over the years, you've seen a lot of guys come and go. I mean, when you see a guy has that talent, I mean, does it hit you a little differently now that you've been in the league so long that you don't want to waste it?
Yeah, I mean, we know that he is a tremendous athlete, and he can be an unbelievable football player in this league for many years to come. It's our job as his teammates to make sure that we help him succeed, you know, the way that we all know that he can. He can be a great player. He can be a great player. So it's our job to make sure that we do everything that we can to help him be the guy that we all want him to be.
What's it like being around Calais Campbell?
Being around a veteran guy that has experienced the playoffs. So he's awesome. Awesome guy to have in the locker room. Hardworking. He's dedicated. He's a very vocal and very trusted player. So it's going to be great. Great to have him on the field. Great to have him in the locker room.
Do you have a better idea for you? Are you going to be lining up off the ball, on the ball? Is it going to be a lot of mix, and will that help your transition?
I think we're definitely going to do both. You know, it's going to depend on the defenses that we're playing. I do believe that because of the skill set that I have, that coach will find ways to get me off the ball more because he knows that's what I've done. But there are certainly defenses where I'm going to have to be on the line of scrimmage as well, and that's going to be the transition for me, being able to learn that and be able to do that job well. But I know what they're going to put us in positions to make plays and be comfortable so we can play fast.
Are you confident you'll be able to get a chance to win a role in some packaging situations?
I think I'll be able to compete. You know, I have to learn both the linebacker spots in our sub defenses now, just to be able to be sharp with that. But they're going to put whoever's playing the best, they're going to put those guys on the field. So I definitely think that's have a chance to compete. You know, still compete and show that I can. If I can help out on third down, then I need to be ready and willing and able to do it.
Well, your guy usually appreciates the grind at this time of year. But that being said, do you feel like this will be the most grueling training camp in a long time. I don't know about in your career, because the CBA has kind of changed probably over that time. But in a long time, you kind of sense that.
Yeah, I think this will be mentally and physically a very demanding camp for us, and it should be that way. We need to go. We need to go through this. You know, we need to experience this. Have a lot of great growth during this time, and go through a tough physical camp, so that when week one, we're hardened and ready to play.